Next, having taken the Buddhist oath of vows, the way in which to train in them, what the foundation of the trainings is, how the trainings are contained in it, the stages by which to train in them. So, the practices are comprised of six practices of perfections. And then the professional wisdom, the practice in the professional wisdom, is still divided into four more divisions. So based on that, we have 10 practices of perfections. Next, how all the trainings are contained in it. The actual meaning, the definite number of the perfections. Second, in addition to that, the definite order. So the number is definite from the point of view of the high status. The number is definite from the point of view of the accomplishment of the two welfares. The number is definite from the point of view of the complete accomplishment of the welfare of others in all aspects. So the kind of the definitions and the number of the definite from the various points, they are explicitly presented in the ornament of sutra by Maitreya. So those kind of divisions or the definiteness as presented there is something so good and beautifully stated. So I hope the five literature of Maitreya, they are in Chinese. All five in Chinese? Yes. Ornament of clear realization, ornament of sutra, and differentiating the middle and the differentiating the middle and the end. And all these are available in Chinese. First, the number is definite from the point of view of the high status. In order to bring the vast conduct of a bodhisattva to completion, you need many consecutive lives, and in order to progress along the path in them, you need a support that is complete in all its features. So, in this relation, the first thing that we have to keep in mind is the kind of object that we are going to partake in. If you have enough thing, so that would be the source by which we can benefit others. And then next, the body by which it partakes the things. And next, the quality of having in possession of friends. And next, enthusiasm or effort. So even if you are with all these factors mentioned, but if you the amount of delusions that you have is much, then it would be again quite hindering. As such, we need to have the power of vigilance, the power of introspection and mindfulness. So as such, the meditation on quiescence or calm abiding is required. And next, the wisdom distinguishing the various realities, realizing the benefit, the short-term benefit, long-term benefit, and all these things are also required. If you have these kind of wisdoms, then you can, the way you engage in the different activities, you will do that appropriately, without error. So, perfections are the perfection of generosity, ethical discipline, patience, enthusiasm, single-pointed or the samadhi or concentration, and then wisdom. And then he soon says that the wisdom is further divided, has further division of four, would be then the skillful means, prayers, power, and the primordial wisdom. So a total of which makes 10. So we can either speak of six perfection wisdoms, the practice of six perfections, or the practice of 10 perfections. Let me say it again. Generosity, ethical discipline, patience, enthusiasm or effort, concentration, wisdom, skillful means, prayers, powers, and primordial wisdom. So next, the number is definite from the point of view of the accomplishment of the two welfares, the welfare of oneself and others. So first, how to do that? By way of generosity. So if you have the wealth created out of harmful actions, for example, you raise whole lot of cattle or hens and so forth, and then kill them, earn money. So that kind of money or the wealth that you have is derived through harmful actions. So it is because of this that in order to have such kind of proper generosity based on genuine or good, undefiled objects to be given and so forth, we need to have a proper ethical discipline. And then in order to have a proper environmental of the friends as environment, so the patience is very important. So these three comprise the factors to actually converge or actually gather in relation to the welfare of other beings. And then for one's personal kind of welfare, that is to achieve the liberation or Buddhahood, we need to employ the wisdom which understands the reality. So this wisdom of emptiness, or the wisdom aspect, the perfection of wisdom, is required for one's actualization of the Buddhahood and Nirvana. And as a kind of support to this wisdom, we need to have the perfection of concentration to complement this wisdom, that this wisdom becomes so powerful and the accurate remedy to the respective obscurations to achieve Buddhahood or liberation. Next, the number is definite from the point of view of the complete accomplishment of the welfare for others in all aspects. So first, by way of generosity, you gather the disciples. And second, through ethical discipline, you stop causing harm to others. And then the practice of patience help not to repel others. And due to enthusiasm or effort, you feel delight in virtuous actions. And due to the perfection of concentration, it will help to obtain miraculous powers as manifesting oneself in different forms and so forth, thereby gathering disciples. But in our state, even if we don't have reached such advanced level, but by way of our kind of assuming such a calm state of physical and verbal actions, so naturally people will feel so much kind of enticed by your actions, by your appearance. And the wisdom helps realize the reality. Next, the number is definite from the point of view of comprising the entire Mahayana. Thus, you will not be attached to resources that have been acquired by generosity, and will not use resources that you have not acquired with interest. When that is present, you will be able to guard the trainings, thereby you will take ethical discipline and respect it. And due to patience, through sufferings that arise in dependence on sentient beings and non-sentient beings, you will not be discouraged. Due to applying yourself to and delighting in any kind of virtuous activities, you will not be discouraged by them. You will meditate the non-conceptual yoga of calm abiding, and especially inside. These six encompass the great, entire great vehicle of migrating beings. They are sequentially accomplished by the six perfections, and nothing more than them are necessary. The number is definite from the point of view of how the perfections influence all aspects of the part or method. How the six perfections become the method for accomplishing any of the individual aspects. The path or the method of non-attachment to resources that are objects you have already acquired is generosity, because by familiarizing yourself with giving them away, you become free from attachment to them. The method for restraining the distraction of exerting yourself for the sake of acquiring objects that have not yet been acquired is ethical discipline, because in one with the vows of a fully ordained monk, all the distractions of the ends of actions do not arise. The method for not giving sentient beings up is patience, because of not being depressed by all the sufferings of being harmed. The method for increasing virtue is joyous effort, because through undertaking virtue with joyous effort, it increases. The method for completely purifying the obscurations is the last two perfections, because the afflictions are completely purified by concentration, and obscurations to objects of knowledge are completely purified by wisdom. And next, the number is definite from the point of view of the three trainings. The entity of training in ethical discipline is ethical discipline. Moreover, since it is adopted where there is a generosity that is different to resources, a generosity is the collection of ethical discipline. Also, when ethical discipline is adopted, since it is protected by the patience that does not return abuse from abuse, patience is in its retinue. Concentration is the training in the mind, whereas wisdom is the training in wisdom. Joyous effort is included in all three trainings. Therefore, the perfections are definite as six.